Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for an update of the news and issues that are trending right now across our state's business community. Here to help us, Alan Cooper, founder and editor of three online business news websites in South Carolina, Midlands Biz, Upstate Biz SC, and Lowcountry Biz SC. Alan, welcome back to the program.
Mike, thanks for having me.
So tell us what's showing up on your radar today.
Well, Mike, as we've been talking about for the last several months, just a lot of very exciting news in South Carolina. The hits never seem to stop coming. So in August, it came out that South Carolina, the economy, was second fastest growing, I think, in the Southeast at a 1.9% rate. And whereas the rest of the U.S. economy actually contracted at negative 0.5%. So, you know, our discussions from there lead to how are we going to handle the population growth and the business growth, putting the infrastructure assets in place.
Well, obviously, infrastructure is a buzzword these days with all of the construction activity in the industrial sector, you know, all of these new manufacturing sites and jobs coming into the state. So let's hear what you've found out.
Well, we've talked about energy, and in August, there was Duke Energy has asked the state and federal regulators to approve a long-planned combination of Duke Energy Carolinas and Duke Energy Progress. I think that goes back to a 2012 merger with Progress Energy. So you're getting a lot of consolidation in the energy sector. You're building new assets in energy, but also consolidating the businesses together so that they are reducing redundancies, spreading infrastructure investments across a larger base. So all of this is kind of in place in the energy sector. We've seen major investments at all of the airports. There's constant construction, widening the highways and making the highways better. In August, it was kind of run up the flagpole is that the South Carolina Ports Authority received the final reimbursement for the harbor deepening project. That is now $580 million invested into the South Carolina port. It's 52 feet. The harbor, you know, the Charleston Harbor is the deepest harbor on the U.S. East Coast. It allows the world's largest container ships to arrive at Charleston. So just a lot of pieces coming into place. I think I've been worried that the infrastructure investments are not there, but the more that I keep reading about it and seeing it, that it is coming together. I think the leaders of the state have recognized that we've got a great thing going on here. And in order to maintain that, we need these investments across the board in infrastructure.
Are you hearing anything, any concerns about tariff situation affecting, you know, our growth here eventually, I guess, especially with the ports and the leadership issues we're having now with the ports, and then, of course, you know, funding issues from the federal government that had been committed to infrastructure and, you know, sustainability projects across the state?
You know, it's interesting because the number that I quoted at the top of the show, that's Q1 growth, you know, the first quarter of 2025. So I don't think in the number that, you know, South Carolina economy grew in the first quarter, but the verdict is not in yet in terms of the second and third quarters and the rest of the year. I am not hearing any major disruption going on in terms of the tariffs on the South Carolina economy. I do think that is to be decided. One of the things that we track at on our websites is leadership changes. There is a leadership change going to happen at the Ports Authority. Here in Columbia, there's a leadership change going to be taking place, Lexington Medical Centers. And that just kind of puts into place that when you have leadership changes, it's absolutely critical to maintain stability in the organization. These are major organizations in our communities. So Lexington Medical Center has hired from within. I think that's a great choice to build continuity. And I'd like to talk about maybe that on the next show is the hospitals going through a lot of consolidation, trying to position themselves for what we're talking about. A growing population and a growing economy, isn't that going to put pressure also on our hospitals? So exciting times for South Carolina, I think, with the right leadership in place, that we will do absolutely fine, that the infrastructure will be in place, and we will continue to grow.
Well, Alan, as always, thank you for the update.
Mike, I appreciate it.
Alan Cooper is founder and editor of 3 online business news websites in our state. We will have links to all of them posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org. Or you can hear this show again, and remember, you can hear us again wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.